And good evening and welcome back to the Sioux High Gym. It's boys basketball. Blue Devils come in 3-5, taking on the Pickford Panthers, who come in with a record of 0-5 on the year. Here's the starting lineups for tonight's game. For the Pickford Panthers, they'll go with number 1, George Eddington. And George is a senior. Number 3 is Braylon Rounds. Braylon's a sophomore. Also for Sioux High, number 10, or for Pickford, number 10, Quincy Mikulski. Quincy is a junior. Number 11, Blake Spencer. He will start for the Panthers as well, I believe. They had Blake out there, and he will start. And number 21 is Garrett Orsborn, starting for Pickford as well. We're ready for the start of tonight's game. Actually, they don't have Spencer in the lineup. They have number 12 instead, or that is Spencer. Or note, Zach Harrison. Zach Harrison starting for the Pickford Panthers. For Sioux High, they go with Callan Campbell, Max Scott for the Blue Devils out there, along with number 15, Riley Alaspa, starting for Sioux High. Riley's played very well in a game a few weeks ago against Gaylord that we were at and had on the air. Dominic Haller in that lineup, and Carter Olszewski as well. We're underway. Pickford has the ball. They have the ball moving right to left to Seaton and Radio Dow, shooting at the south end basket. George Eddington has it stolen away by Carter Olszewski. He'll drive on a little teardrop to the right side. Shot short off the rim. Rebound goes back to the Panthers, and Pickford will bring the ball down the floor. No score, just underway. Sioux High Gym boys hoops tonight on Radio Sioux. Number 3, Braylon Rounds. Rounds works it around over to Mikulski. Mikulski down low, Alaspa. Riley with that ball has it knocked away. Riley Cox, my apologies. And now back outside. It's been a while since it did a boys game, apparently. There's a shot short by number 3. And now it's stolen away by Pickford. And Eddington has it back over to the right corner, over to Garrett Orsborn. And it's knocked away by Sioux High. And it will be Blue Devil ball. No score, 7:17 to go, opening quarter.
Nice job on the Sioux High defense. 2 trips down, and they've gotten 2 turnovers.
Max Scott will bring the ball up now for the Blue Devils. Scott, dribble drive right side above the three-point arc. Dribble drive left hand. Now up top, this is Cox. Cox back, it goes over to Haller. Haller swing pass over, it goes to Carter. Carter now with the ball. Carter Olszewski back to Max Scott, about a foot outside the perimeter now. He'll work it around down low. Now it's picked up there by Max Scott. Back out to Riley Cox. Now Riley Cox, dribble drive up top. Nice backdoor cutter to Campbell. Shot too hard off the glass. Rebound goes back to Sioux High. Cox to make that Campbell. Campbell to Haller. Dribble drive left side. Driving to the rack. Nice play by Olszewski off the glass and in.
I'm glad Cox made the pass to Campbell because he's been setting screens and rolling to the basket and has been wide open every time.
Now Pickford brings it down. Blue Devils in a half-court set as the Panthers cross half-court. This will be number 10 with the ball. Mikulski down low. Pass by Eddington. Stolen on the baseline underneath. Great play by Campbell. Campbell finds Scott. Scott runs the floor with the ball. Max Scott dribble drive up top right side. Kicks it left wing side. Open for a long three. Olszewski, and he drains it from downtown.
Great pass right to Olszewski. So he's got it in the shooting pocket so he can go right up and bury the three.
Steve McConkey, the Pickford head coach, taking over at the start of the season. Of course, Matt Johnson was there the last several years, and he stepped away. Now is in the broadcast industry now, has a podcast with Scott Nason, Full Court Press, and probably hear him call some games at some point, too, as an analyst. But Steve takes over that program. He also coached, this is not his first stint with the boys program, I do not believe. And he has assistant coaches Chris Batho, of course, a former player back in the early 90s, is on that state finals team of Chuck Bennin's. Chris has been an assistant now for a while with the program through about 3 different coaches, I believe.
Yes.
And now across half court, this is going to be number 3, Braylon Rounds. Rounds over right wing side over to Connor Klegger. Make that Orsborn. Orsborn, nice pass to a streaking Harrison. That shot too short. Rebound too high. Devils bring it down. Scott floats a pass to over to Olszewski, back to Max. Max underneath, kicks it out to Haller. Haller is stripped of the ball. Now here comes Pickford. 5-0 Blue Devils, 5.5 and change left opening quarter. Now it's played by the Panthers. Mikulski left wing side. Baseline runner is over the rim for Garrett Orsborn into the hands of the Blue Devils in transition. Left wing side, Scott nearly ran out of bounds. Now it goes out to Orsborn up high in the post. One dribble for Campbell. Campbell around Eddington, a little baby hook up and in for Kellen Campbell.
Nice post move by Campbell. Good patience, good footwork.
7-0 Sioux High. We've played nearly 3 minutes. Up high in the post, left side, George Eddington pull-up jumper up and in.
So Sioux High, if they score a basket, they're playing a 1-3-1 trap, and man, if they don't.
Riley Cox takes it to the rack. Shot is no good, but a foul with 4:56 to go opening quarter. 7-2 Sioux High.
One thing that is noticeably different from last time we saw is Sioux High is doing a much better job of getting up the floor and in transition trying to score some easy baskets.
Foul is on Harrison, his first for Pickford. Team's first. Sending Riley Cox to the line. First free throw off the rim and in.
Riley has been playing the top of that 1-3-1 half-court trap and been doing a good job of forcing the ball.
Substitution for the Panthers. And that second shot is up and in for Cox. Makes them both. It's one of the biggest boys basketball rosters I've seen. That's a full bench over there for the Pickford. Down low, they'll get it to number 24. Do not have a number on him or on the roster. And a nice little hook shot up and in.
Yeah, very confident and quick move on that.
Now Sioux High takes it back the other way. Nice little left-handed layup up and in for Carter Olszewski. He has 7 of the 11 Blue Devil points. It's 11-4 Sioux High. 4.5 to go in the first quarter. Bad pass by the Panthers. Picked off into the hands of Sioux High. Long stretch pass in transition. Cox tried to save it, but threw it out of bounds as he was running out of real estate himself. Pickford ball on the sideline. 11-4 Blue Devils.
And those are the type of turnovers you don't want. You have numbers. Take an extra dribble before you make that pass so Cox is ready to catch the ball. He was not in a position where he could catch it.
Mikulski. He'll work it around over to number 12, Harrison, up high in the post. Fake shot, now they put it up. It's an air ball into the hands of Sioux High. Here come the Blue Devils in transition. Running the lane, Olszewski dishes off now. This is up high in the wing. No good for Haller. Shot is short. Rebound back in the hands of Pickford, and they'll walk the ball up the floor. 3:50 to go in the opening quarter. 11-4, Sioux High right now with the 11-4 lead. Pickford now with a ball number 5. That's played by Andy Bospis. Bospis hanging on to it underneath. Over to number 10 with the ball. That's Mikulski. Back outside and free throw line extended. No good. There's a shot. Won't go. Rebound. A volley for the ball into the hands of Pickford. Right wing side. Free throw line extended. Shot won't go for Pickford in the hands of Sioux High. Here come the Blue Devils. They'll push the ball up the floor. Now Cox. Right wing side. Now this is Max Scott with the ball. Scott dishes back outside over to Riley. Riley to Carter. Carter Olszewski, one dribble. He'll stop and pop. And that's good from downtown for Olszewski.
Carter has been on fire. He's been looking for a shot. Nice form. That's what the Sioux High needs is another consistent score.
I'll bring it around. Garrett Orsborn. Orsborn dishes up high in the post. Now it's played back out. They'll work it around. A little touch pass. Stolen away. Loose ball. Taken by the Blue Devils out of bounds. It goes off of either team. There's a jostle for it. I think it's going to be Sioux High ball. It will be with 2:47 to go opening quarter. 14-4, 10-point Sioux High lead.
Yes, nice start for Sioux High, and they need to keep focused and keep being efficient on the offensive end.
Blue Devils walk the ball up the floor. This is Scott moving to the left wing side. Dribble drive near the perimeter. Now down low, they kick it back up top. Emmett Fazari's in the game. Fazari gets Carter Olszewski. Free throw line extended for 3 off the rim. Rebound into the hands of Harrison and the Pickford Panthers. A 14-4 Blue Devil lead with 2:20 to go opening quarter. Panthers bring the ball down. Left wing side, Garrett Orsborn. Orsborn hanging on to the ball, kicks it over left wing corner. Now Harrison runs out of real estate. Defended by Nathan Kep in the game. Good defensive play by Kep. Blue Devil ball as it went off the Panthers, and Sioux High gets it on the wing.
Sioux High's done a great job of pressuring the ball and forcing turnovers. The only criticism on the defensive end, sometimes they're not rebounding as well as they should be.
Max Scott walks the ball to the floor. 2 minutes to go, opening quarter. Right wing side, this is the Nooch into the game. McShane back to Fazari. Now they'll work it around. Good ball movement. This is Kep, one dribble. Kep puts it up, left hand up and in.
excellent ball movement. Nice screens, nice cuts, looking for the ball, got the ball in the low post where you want it.
Now this is over to Braylon Rounds. Rounds kicks it back outside. Rounds hanging onto the ball. Stolen away by the Blue Devils. Here comes Suhai pushing the ball in transition up 16-4. Now Scott, left wing side on the sideline. Rotating up top, Carter Olszewski in the paint. Back out to Scott from way downtown, left wing side, short off the rim, into the hands of Pickford. Panthers walk the ball up the floor. Quincy Mikulski in transition over to Braylon Rounds. Rounds of the ball, left wing side. Rounds now inside the three-point arc. Now Orisborn's pass picked off. Here come the Blue Devils in transition. Kep now racing underneath. Shot over the rim, no good. Rebound goes back to Pickford. Into the hands of Rounds. Long stretch pass. Has a wide open man, and it's blocked, and he'll commit the foul on the play. Fazuri with the hustle, and he commits his first foul of the game. 16-4 Blue Devils.
Those are fouls you don't mind giving up because Suhai made a mental mistake letting someone get that wide open, but great hustle by Fazari to make him earn it on the free throw line.
Now to the line. The Phantom player. Don't have a name for the young man. The first free throw, no good. He'll shoot another.
Actually, I think he's got the most shots for the Pickford team.
I think he does. Of course he does. The one guy we don't have a name on.
Yes, Murphy's
usually
Law.
I just pick a guy, but they got... That is one of the largest rosters I've seen for a basketball team. And the second one is good. Made one, missed one.
Especially for Pickford. They tend to like smaller rosters.
And now they'll work it around. Suhai does to Kep. Kep to Olszewski. Olszewski back outside. Davey in the game. Jake Davey. He's boxed into a corner. Able to come up. The shot whistle before the shot. And Jake will go to the line.
Jake did a nice job. He stopped, was going to take the shot, got taken away, but he was able to draw the foul so he can go to the free throw line for a couple at the charity stripe.
According to my math, 13 players on the Pickford roster. Davey was in the act of shooting, so he goes to the line. First one's good.
That is definitely a good-sized roster.
I think the biggest, Suhai girls basketball years and years ago, I think Heather Kronemeyer's first year coaching, I want to say she had 14 players in the roster. That might be the largest. I think I've seen a 15, too.
I've had a couple of
15. I was going to say you had some large rosters.
Yes.
Looked like Ray was trotting out a football team. And we're a women's hockey team. And the second one is good as well. Davey hits them both. 18-5, Suhai with a lead. They've led from the tip. Under a minute to go, first quarter. And now it's driving the right lane over Kep. Shot no good. Whistle on the play, contact, and a foul on Nathan Kep.
Yep. Pickford player drove, made a nice drive, drew the foul. Defensively, that's not what you want for Suhai, but offensively, it was a good move by the Pickford player.
Andrew Bospas to the line for Pickford. Fouled by Kep. First one off the rim, no good. Shoot another. 36.9 seconds to go in the quarter. 18-5, Suhai.
Now, if you really want to be a really good running team, make or miss, you should be able to quickly transition the ball up the court.
Loose ball picked up by the Panthers. George Eddington's shot no good. Rebound, Blue Devils. Suhai in the outlet. Fazuri, left wing side, pushing the ball down the floor. Olszewski. Olszewski, 25 seconds left here in the first quarter to Davey. Jake now kicks it back to Carter. Carter now works the point. Up top, up high in the post, left side, Kep, he's double teamed. Right wing side, the Newts pull up jumper up high in the post, right side, no good for McShane. Into the hands of Pickford. Panthers, Eddington has it. Eddington holding onto the ball now. 7 seconds to go. He'll throw it all the way down. Goes off of the Panthers out of bounds, says referee Dan Bruni. And Suhai ball at 4.5 seconds to go in the quarter.
Yeah, that pass had a little zip on it. It went off about three or four players there.
Referees tonight, Dan Bruni, Steve Wilson, and Dave Mastaw. And Suhai now will pick up the ball, Olszewski. And now the clock will start, and Olszewski runs the floor, kicks it right corner. McShane doesn't have enough time, and that will not count. It went in through the nylon, but it was after the buzzer. So it's 18-5, Suhai with the lead over Pickford after one quarter of play. Back with the second quarter of boys basketball. 18-5 Suhai over the Pickford Panthers on 1230 WSOO. We're back at the Sioux High Gym. Boys basketball after one quarter of play. It is Sioux High 18, Pickford 5 as we start the second quarter. Blue Devils moving from left to right as seen on your radio dial, shooting at the north end basket. In the paint now, Fazari for Sioux High. Emmett, one dribble, nice move to the hoop. Shot under the rim. It goes out of bounds off of the Blue Devils. Pickford ball.
Emmett had a great move. Shot wasn't as great, but he tried to follow and get it back.
He's played well this year when given the opportunity.
Yes, he has.
Now it's Rounds with the ball, Braylon Rounds. Rounds up top for Pickford, gets the ball to Bospis. Bospis loses the ball, it's on the floor. Olszewski had it. Pickford gets it back. Harrison's pass, the pass to Zach Harrison, too hard and high over his head, goes out of bounds. Sioux High ball, 18-5. Blue Devils in the lead, 7:27 left in the half.
Yeah, that basketball looked like it had butter on it because nobody really wanted it there for a few minutes.
And now it will be the Blue Devils in the inbounds. Fazari leaves, so does Davey. Max Scott in there with the Nooch, McShane, and Ryan LaPlante in the game with Denvey McCord and Nate Kep. Now up top, inside the three-point arc, pull-up jumper to the left side is good for Max Scott, his first 2 points.
And when things are going good, those shots are falling for you.
20-5, Sioux High, they've led from the tip. Down low, Eddington, a little touch pass, Bospis, and he tried to save it into the hands of Sioux High, Kep. Kep now running the floor. Nice move, Nate goes up, shot blocked by Rounds, goes out of bounds because Rounds went out of bounds. Dave Mastas says Sioux High ball.
That was a great block.
It was a
great
block.
He was able to get the ball without hitting Kep at all.
Or the backboard.
Yes.
There's controversy in the first game. There was a slam of a backboard there by a player at the end of the half as we get a timeout on the floor. And they did not call a technical or anything. And the Pickford bench was, it was a Sioux High player that's, so for whatever reason, the official explained it to Steve McConkey, the varsity coach, who came out. And as the JV coach brought his team to the locker room, Steve bought the argument there. And Dan explained it to him and took the time at halftime to explain it for whatever reason. But you could hear it all over the gym.
And that's good, officials will take the time to explain to the coach.
And Dan did. He was very methodical about it. And the whole bench was pretty incensed. And then he said, give me a second. He just gave him a signal, because the half was almost over.
Yeah.
And then the clock ticked down. And then Dan and Steve went off to the side. He explained it to him. And now Kep, I didn't know exactly why it wasn't called, but he had the reason. And now Nooch tries to toss it over to McCord. It goes off of Pickford back into the hands of Sioux High. 6:49 to go in the half in the second quarter, and it's a 20-5 Blue Devil lead. McCord on the inbounds, make it McShane. McShane gets it to Denvey McCord. Down low on the block, Kep underneath around two Panthers. Nice move up and into the right hand off the glass.
And they've gotten Kep the ball in the low post area, which is something different from last time we've seen.
Yeah, usually they have kept him outside. There's a steal by Sioux High at half court. They lob it down to Kep. Easy layup with the left hand up and in for an eight.
And being at the top of that 1-3-1 zone, he's going to get a lot of fast break opportunities and get some points.
Now the Panthers bring it down. Left wing side on the perimeter. Pickford with the ball, number 20, Connor Clegg. Clegg back outside. This is Rounds. Rounds with it. Now right wing side, bad pass inside, stepping in the passing lane. Great defensive play for Denvey McCord. McCord will push the ball down. Right wing side. This is underneath on the baseline. Kep, nice little pass off to LaPlante. Dishes left wing side. A mid-range jumper for the Nooch, no good. Rebound goes back to Pickford into the hands of Connor Clegg, and the Panthers bring it down. A 5:50 to go in the half. Nice pass underneath. Shot no good as they couldn't finish. That was Clegg underneath. And back of the hands of Sioux High. Nice crossover dribble. Scott to the hoop, up and in with a right hand.
Scott set that up perfect. Made it look like he was going to the middle. Cross it back over to the outside and up and in for the 2 points.
Boy, he is fast, and he really has good hands to be able to cross over, dribble, and transition. Underneath, Harrison takes it right to the hoop, up and in for Pickford.
And that's how you beat a zone, is you attack the gaps and bring it downhill to the basket.
Scott, left wing side for three. Kep gets the look, shot off the rim. Rebound in the hands of Pickford, 26-7 Sioux High. Panthers bring it down. Braylon with the ball, that's Braylon Rounds. Rounds over to Orisborn, left wing side, Harrison travels. says Dan Bruni. It's Sioux High ball, 26-7. Blue Devils in the lead, 5:04 to go here in the half.
And I'll agree with Dan on that one. He went a little bit too fast on that move.
Little walk in the park.
Yep, he saw it, he knew he had it, but sometimes players just get a little too excited.
Joey Gravel checks in for Sioux High. Blue Devils with the ball. McCord too high off his hands. Out of bounds. Pat Bennett with that. He forgot and he thinks it's ugly sweatshirt day here at Sioux High.
Yeah, wearing, that is a hideous looking one, isn't it?
Yeah. He's got the big block M on that. And he's trying to model himself after Ben Dietrich is what he's doing.
Well, I was going to say, I'm surprised Ben's not right there by him.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. You know, bosom buddies.
Yes.
Right wing side, Harrison for three. It's off the rim, no good. And it nearly went out of bounds. And it did go out of bounds, rather. Off of Sioux High's Carter Oshelski. Pickford ball underneath the Panthers' basket. 4:35 to go in the half. And a 26-7 Sioux High lead. Panthers lob it outside. Harrison underneath. Back to Eddington. Pinballs around. That shot up and in for number 24 for the Panthers.
And that was just really poor defense off the inbound play by Sioux High. They just stood around.
Now they'll lob it out. Right wing side. They'll kick it back. Max Scott. Scott, left wing side. This is going to be McCord for three. No good. Goes out of bounds. Back to Pickford off of Sioux High. As the Panthers will inbound.
And this is where Sioux High needs to strive for consistency. Playing with a good defense. Do all the little things. Box out. Move your feet. Run the floor. Run good offense.
Now the Panthers bring it down. Harrison. Harrison on the sideline has it knocked away off of the Blue Devils' Dominic Haller. 4:02 to go in the half. 26-9. Sioux High with the lead. Panthers inbounded in front of the Sioux High bench. George Eddington will do the honors here. Panthers will get a substitution. Harrison will leave. Back in is Blake Spencer.
And Sioux High's back to playing man-to-man on this possession.
Eddington on the inbounds. They'll lob it out. It's off the hands of Gravel. Nice play. Those long arms of his. They throw it down to Oshelski in transition. Right hand up and in.
Yes, good tip by Gravel. A nice decision by Scott. He waited a second, gave a perfect lead pass to Oshelski on the fast break.
Eddington to Rounds. Touch pass Spencer. Now Blake kicks it back outside over to George. Nice pass to a streaking Rounds up and in.
And that's the way to beat this zone is the cut back door.
Now Scott going in transition. Off the right hand, no good. The follow for Gravel up and in for Joe.
Nice.
Good to see him get going.
Yes.
Very much of a raw talent, getting good minutes here. Young player he is for Sioux High. A sophomore. There's a near steal. Pickford has the ball knocked away off of the Blue Devils again. 3:12 to go in the half. 30-11, Sioux High with a lead. Panthers will inbound in front of the Sioux High bench. Now this is Spencer. Spencer defended by Cox. Sioux High in a zone over to the right wing side for three. Rounds over the rim. Oshelski with the rebound over the back call on Pickford on Connor Clegg.
You know, the only thing I don't like about this 1-3-1, the way Mike has them playing, is that Gravel in that middle of the post, he has them coming out way too high. They keep them more in the paint.
Scott with the ball. Cox underneath. Riley back out to Carter. Right wing side open for three off the rim. Rebound. Tim pinballs around in the hands of Sioux High. Back to midcourt. Cox. Oshelski. Scott. Stolen away. Went off a foot. Look, no kick ball called. Now this is driving in transition. Orisborn. We get a whistle contact on Sioux High. 2:39 to go in the half.
It, little things in basketball make a huge difference. Riley Cox made a great cut to the basket. He was wide open. If the pass is in front of him, it's 2 points too high. Instead, the pass is behind, no scoring opportunity, and then we turn it over.
Campbell picks up the foul, his first. To the line will be number 21. That's Garrett Orisborn. Orisborn. First free throw off the front half of the rim, no good. He'll shoot another. 30-11, Sioux High, 2:39 left in the half.
And Sioux High needs to make sure they box out and get this rebound if there's a miss. The last time they did not do a good job of boxing out.
Orisborn's second free throw off the rim into the hands of Sioux High. Back come the Blue Devils the other way. In transition, Scott swing pass to Haller. Little runner up and in with the left hand.
A nice job on transition. Starts with a good rebound. Nice outlet pass by Campbell and Scott finding the open person running the floor.
32-11 Sioux High. Panther ball with 2:20 to go in the half. Right wing side Spencer. He is trapped on that sideline by Haller. Rounds Orsborn. They work it around left side. Connor Clegg defended by Oshelski. And that's tapped out by Campbell. It will be Pickford ball at half court. 2:08 to go in the half. 32-11 Blue Devils.
If you can spring that trap right about where Sioux High did, you can get a lot of turnovers on teams.
Blake Spencer gets the ball, left wing side inside the perimeter. This is Connor Clegg, throws it away. Blue Devil ball, great defense by Sioux High. Blue Devils up 32-11 with 1:59 left in the half.
Yeah, you are right. It looked like Pickford had it home, and they quickly recovered, double-teamed the ball, and forced the turnover.
Scott brings the ball down, left wing corner. For a three, it's Haller. That's good from downtown.
And that was nice that Dom's had a couple of opportunities to just take that outside jump shot, and he's kind of turned them down.
35-11 Sioux High. Rounds up high on the post. Pull-up jumper short for Pickford. Back in the hands of the Blue Devils. They'll bring it down. This is Dom Haller. Haller stops, kicks it out. Scott wide open right wing side for three, and that's good from downtown for Max Scott.
Nice little fake. He faked the pass to Oshelski. The guy followed, stepped away, and he just took the open shots.
38-11, Sioux High with a lead. Pickford ball, right wing side, Spencer. Quick snap pass. They work it around to Rounds again, defended by Oshelski. And now Rounds trying to get away from traffic. Puts it up, shot no good. Rebound, Connor Clegg for Pickford. Now they'll work it around to the free throw line. On right wing side, mid-range jumper for Clegg. Rattles home.
Rattled is correct. It hit about several spots of that.
And rim. They needed that. 38-13, Sioux High with a lead. Baseline runner, left side, Haller up and in with a left hand.
Shooter's touch on that one.
No kidding. 40-13, Blue Devils, 40 seconds to go here in the half. This is what Dick Vitale would call a stat book stuffing game here.
Yes, he would.
There's a shot no good, and the rebound back in the hands of Sioux High in transition, kept to Scott. Scott up and in with a right hand.
And that's what you like to see. Get teams out and run.
42-13, Blue Devils. Now Pickford with the ball, Spencer. Back to Rounds. Rounds rolling off the screen. Up top, free throw line extended. Now Rounds, one dribble, back out to Spencer. Left side for three. That's good from downtown. He had a man in his face. Tough shot for Blake Spencer.
Yeah, that was a really tough shot.
Oh, and then a half court, long shot. There was a collision, but they'll let it go. 42-18, make it 42-16. Sioux High with a lead over the Pickford Panthers at the break in boys basketball as the Blue Devils with a very large lead at the half. We'll take a 3-minute timeout, come back with the first half stats here in a moment. Much more Sioux High and boys basketball up 42-16 over the Pickford Panthers, back in 3 minutes here at the half on 1230 WSOO. And we're back here at the Sioux High gym at the half. It is all Blue Devils and boys basketball, 42-16, leading the Pickford Panthers. As for the first half stats of the game, it was the Pickford Panthers leading the way for them. Number 24, don't have a name on them yet. Number 24 has 5 points. Then they have three from Blake Spencer, two each from Zach Harrison, Connor Clegg. They also two from Braylon Rounds, and George Eddington. It has 2 points in that first half of play. Free throws, 1 for 5 from the charity stripe for Pickford. They connected on 1-3, 6 2-point field goals, 11 points in the second quarter. They had 5 in the first quarter. 4, the Blue Devils are led offensively by 12 points from Carter Oshelski for Sioux High. They had 9 from Max Scott, 7 from Dominic Haller in that first half as well, and 6 from Nathan Kep in the ball game. 2 from Jake Davey, Riley Cox has 2, Callan Campbell with 2 as well for Sioux High, and they also had 2 from Joey Gravel. Free throws, 4 of 4 from the charity stripe for Sioux High. 13 two-point field goals and 4 threes in that first half. 18 points in the first quarter, 24 in the second, and they have the lead here at the break of 42-16. And, well, taking care of business the way you should when you're playing a team that hasn't won, and a pretty good half for Blue Devil basketball.
Yeah, I like how they got up and they were actually running a fast break, getting up, getting into their offense. A nice job of kind of switching defenses. When Sioux High scored, they played a 1-3-1 half-court trap. When they didn't score, they played man-to-man. The only criticism I might have is their defensive rebounding. Too many times they gave up easy opportunities to Pickford. And if you're looking ahead to wanting to knock off Rudyard, you can't give second half points, opportunities.
If I was to split hairs as well, maybe transition defense, not getting back in time.
Yes, getting careless, assuming you're going to score and got time. That is a very good observation.
42-16, though, they had the big lead at the half over the winless Pickford Panthers. JV game was a tight one. Sioux High JV's 49-45 over the Pickford JV's earlier tonight. We will take a two-minute timeout and come back with the start of the second half of boys basketball. 42-16, Sioux High, rather in the second half, that is. Sioux High with a lead right now, 42-16 over Pickford. And we'll be back in 2 minutes' time on 1230 WSOO. We're back to the Sioux High Gym for the start of the second half of boys basketball. Blue Devils with a big lead over the winless Pickford Panthers, 42-16 at the break. Panthers have the ball to start the second half, moving from left to right on as seen on your radio dial, shooting at the north end basket in their purple-clad unis with the white and gray trim. Up top at the perimeter, George Eddington hands off. Zach Harris, a nice little teardrop up and in with a layup.
Yeah, Zach did a good job of slashing through the Sioux High defense. And timeout by Coach Fitzner, which, well, not surprised, because you want to come out and you've got goals you want to think. You don't want to give up someone driving right through the lane, pretty much uncontested.
That would be the quickest call of a timeout to start a quarter that I can remember.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever called one that quick. Usually I'll give them one more time, give them a second opportunity.
But he wasn't wasting any time there.
Oh, no. Definitely not.
42-18, Blue Devils with the lead. And again, this is where, again, you could still lapse. You come out at the half, look at the scoreboard. We're up by a bunch and think we're just going to coast. Oh, no, there's a half to play, and you don't think Pickford's not going to compete.
Yes, and it's about getting better, doing things right all the time.
Because, you know, this Pickford team, they battle hard. I mean, that first half, they really competed hard. It's just right now is sometimes where your program's at. You're still in that development. And unfortunately for them, that's where they're at. Oshelski, little runner in the lane, up and in.
And Pickford coming out, they played a real aggressive defense there. Sioux High had nice patience till Carter slashed the gap.
Now swing pass, Orsborn, rounds, double teamed. In the lane, there's George Eddington up and in with the right hand.
And still not very good defense there. We had three guys chasing the ball that left Eddington wide open, cutting to the lane.
44-20, Blue Devils with 7 minutes to go here in the third. Now Cox, the runner in the lane, no good. The follow, Campbell, up and in.
Campbell did a nice job. He cut to the basket, didn't get the pass, but he got himself into a position to get the offensive rebound and went right up right away strong.
Braylon Rounds, swing pass underneath. They'll lob it underneath now. That shot no good. Goes out of bounds, and George Eddington will inbound it and went off of Sioux High. And look at this, Ray. Fitz ain't wasting any time. He's wholesale changes. He's changing all five. And in the game, Denvey, McCord, the Nooch, Davey, and LaPlante along with Kep. That shot up and into the paint. Harrison wide open.
I can safely say I've done that before, but I wouldn't be pleased with the result that just happened, the new five.
Davey, left wing side, now to the Nooch. McCord, Kep, long two is up off the rim. Rebound, Sioux High, Davey. Davey, strong move to the hoop. Tough shot up and in for Jake.
Davey did a good job. Patience with the ball. Picked the spot. Made the basket.
Braylon Rounds will walk the ball up the floor. Rounds over to number 10. That's Michalski. Michalski has it knocked away. He is able to corral it in the corner. Now to George Eddington. That shot no good. Rebound Sioux High. Here come the Blue Devils up 48-22. Nate Kep in transition. Little hesitation. Driving inside. Whistle. Contact made by the Panthers. 5:55 to go in the third. Sioux High will inbound it underneath as the foul on Eddington, his third.
Sioux High kind of looked out that last time because Davey didn't know who he was supposed to guard, and there was someone unguarded the whole time.
Now they'll lob it outside to McCord, and colliding with him there was Rounds, committing the foul. His second.
You know, that's one thing that Suhai has not done a very good job all season long, is having a couple of good inbounds plays to maybe get a two-point basket or a nice jump shot.
Now they'll lob it over to the corner. McCord back outside they go. The free throw line, LaPlante able to dish it back to Davey. Davey, a little crossover dribble, loses the ball. A scramble, Pickford picks it up. Now they lose it. Kep able to hustle back and steal. Here come the Blue Devils with 5.5 to go in the third, up 48-22. Nate Kep. Kep kicks it out to midcourt. Davey, swing pass, throws it away. Too high for everybody. Goes back to Pickford. 48-22 Blue Devils, 5:23 left in the third quarter.
And Pickford's playing a trapping zone. When that ball comes across, they're sending two guys trapping the ball and getting Suhai out of their rhythm.
Now they'll lob it across. Rounds, left wing side, swing pass underneath. Harrison over LaPlante, tough shot, no good. Rebound, bounces straight out to LaPlante. Here come the Blue Devils. This is the Nooch. Dribble drive behind the back. Now McShane kicks it back out. There is Kep for a long two off the rim. Bounces out into the hands of Pickford. George Eddington on the outlet. Right wing side, Harrison. Harrison pushes it down. Now Zach around two Blue Devils. Odd angle shot. No good, but he's fouled with 4:51 to go in the third. 48-22. The score, Blue Devils with the lead. And boy, you look at compete levels right now. It's all
Pickford's winning. Yes,
yeah,
totally agree. Because Suhai got back in transition defense, but then just kind of stopped. Pickford keeps going, and they get rewarded by going to the foul line. And on the defensive end, Pickford is out-hustling them, making Suhai kind of take rush bad shots.
First free throw, no good. Foul was on McShane, his first. Harrison bends at the knees. Second one in and out, and a rebound goes back in the hands of the Blue Devils. On the left side, McCord. Denvey McCord, bounce pass, Davey. Davey with a ball in the lane. There's Kep. Swing pass now inside the perimeter of the Nooch. Back out to Davey for three, and that's good from downtown for Jake Davey.
And McShane did a great job. His pass was right to Davey so Davey could catch it and shoot it.
51-22 Blue Devils. Orisborn up top above the three-point arc. They'll get it to Harrison for three, no good. Rebound bounces straight out into the hands of Suhai McShane. McShane across half court. Now the Nooch kicks it out in the outlet. Kep left wing corner of the baseline. McCord's there, no good. Rebound in the hands of Pickford. Panthers bring it down. This is Eddington. Eddington across to make that Rounds. Rounds over to Orisborn. Left wing side stolen away. Great hustle there by McCord. Tried to save it as he went out of bounds. Loose ball back to Pickford. Back in the hands of Mikulski. Now Eddington. Eddington drives around LaPlante. Whistle and a foul on Suhai.
Good drive by Eddington. Took the ball strong to the basket. Used his height to protect the ball.
He'll inbound underneath. First foul of the game on LaPlante. Substitution, Rounds comes out for Pickford. They'll get Andrew Bosbus in. Right wing side now, Mikulski underneath Harrison. Shot up, no good. Boy, that Harrison, I'll tell you what, he battles hard out there, Ray, and always making an impact and hustling in this second half. He's been the best player on the floor, you can make a case, along with Eddington.
Yes, he got himself in position. Nice quick pass. He's done a great job.
LaPlante has two fouls. That's his second, and Zach Harrison to the line. And that one's no good. He'll shoot another. Substitutions, Roundhouse substitutions again. And Scott, Campbell, Oshelski, Cox come into the game along with Dom Haller.
This is the number one line that's back in.
Yep.
Number two line, or maybe three, I'm not sure which, just left.
The grind line.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Harrison hits the second free throw. And now it's a 51-23 ball game. Suhai with the lead. 3:45 left here in the quarter. Scott across half court. Swing pass left side on the baseline. Haller to the right hand. Up and in. Nice play for Dom.
And Pickford, three quarters court, 2-2-1 zone press. Almost got a steal, but Suhai made an extra pass and got a basket out of it.
Harrison with the ball up top. Bounce pass. They'll work it around over to Mikulski. Now that shot no good for Bosbus. Loose ball. Bosbus trying to save it and does. Gets it over to Mikulski. Mikulski to Harrison. Harrison defended there by Riley Cox. He'll roll off a screen. Gets the pickpocketed, but they call the foul. 3:11 to go in the third. 53-23 Suhai.
Now, see, who's the foul on? That was always the one I always had problems with. The guy that's right there doesn't make the call. It's away makes the call.
Eddington has that go off the backboard. They called it off. It has number 20, but Campbell already has a foul. And they didn't. Oh, now they changed it to Davey. Okay. And Suhai will get it on the wing with 3:06 to go in the third quarter. I don't know why they changed it to Davey. He's even on the floor.
Or maybe Pickford just got a foul.
Oh, Pickford. Oh, okay. I thought it was against Suhai. They give it to Eddington. And now underneath, he'll kick it back. Now it's back in the hands underneath to Scott. Nice move up and in for Suhai.
And that started by a great offensive rebound with Campbell using his strength to rip the ball out and setting that up.
Now Pickford up high on the post. Harrison has the ball knocked away into the hands of Suhai. Here come the Blue Devils in transition. This is Max Scott. He has numbers. Swing pass right side, Haller. Haller inside the perimeter, lobs it back out to Oshalski. Now Cox, free throw line extended. Back up top of the free throw line, Campbell, one dribble. Back outside it goes. Up high in the post, Haller. Haller, right wing side on the three-point arc. This is Campbell. Campbell deflects it. It goes out of bounds. Back to the Blue Devils. Off of Pickford it went. Panthers make a couple changes here. Number two, Hunter Hagen will check into the game for the Panthers. And now a timeout. Both teams will retreat to their benches. 2:11 to go, third quarter. Suhai 55, Pickford 23 in boys basketball. Dave Watson, Ray Bell, and Colden is our broadcast engineer back at the Radio Sioux studios in the Sioux. And it's been all Suhai leading here in this one. Oh, Pickford's closed the gap a little bit here in the third quarter of play. Suhai at the half had a rather large lead of 42-16, right now 55-23.
And if I'm Coach Fitzner, when Dominic Haller's getting the ball, some of the time I'm telling him, just shoot. Hey, I think he's looking to drive too much. And if you're a shooter, take that shot when you're open. Then when they start running at you hard, that's when you do a little pump fake and drive around. But at times it just looks like he wants to drive and slash to the basket. They're going to give you that shot. Take it.
55-23. Suhai with the lead in boys basketball as they look to try to go to 4-5 on the year. Pickford has not won a game yet this year. They haven't had a lot of games they played. They're 0-5 on the year. Of course, they had a little bit of a COVID break in there. And how would you like to be poor Jacques LeBlanc and Brimley? They were having a nice season, 4-2, and they lost last week, got taken out back by the Woodshed. That was their first game they played since before Christmas because everything was shut down because of COVID. That's how frustrating that can be. Because that was a team that was looking good going into the holiday break. They couldn't get on the floor. Couldn't practice, couldn't do anything. Max Scott swings it over to Campbell. Campbell twisting through the lane, kicks it back out to Haller. Right wing side, mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound back in the hands of Pickford. Harrison will run the ball up the floor. Minute 50 to go in the third. 55-23, right wing side, Harrison. Harrison now underneath. This is Hagen to the right hand and in. Nice play.
That was a very nice play.
Hunter Hagen hits that shot. He's a fan favorite, as the crowd loved that one. It's a nice shot, too. 55-25. Pickford nearly has the ball. Suhai had it, Campbell, but over and back. It goes back to the Panthers. A 20-point Blue Devil lead right now, or rather a 30-point lead.
And a little inexperienced by Scott. He made the right decision, the pass to Campbell in the middle of that 2-2-1 zone press, but it's got to be a crisper pass.
Up top, Hagen. Swing pass to a streaking Orisborn. That won't fly. Back in the hands of Suhai, and the Blue Devils bring it down. This is going to be Haller. Nice coast-to-coast move up and in, and a foul for Dominic Haller.
That nice-looking move. Extended that arm out, kind of teased like you can block it. Instead, he draws the foul and scores.
Into the line he goes for Suhai.
Yes. And that's what we like. We don't necessarily see that too often with the Suhai boys going to the foul line for an old-fashioned three-point play.
Haller hits that. Well, they've had trouble just getting the line earlier this year. There's games that they wouldn't get to the line the whole half, but they've gotten better at that. I think, as Ray says, a lot of it comes with attacking the rim.
Yes.
Hagen now, long two in and out. Yeah, good look. Rebound Sioux High. Olszewski, quick snap pass Haller. Haller now around the Panther. Nice move. Shot up and in. Dominic's putting on a clinic.
Yep. He's got that shooter's mentality. He saw a gap, and the ball rolled in for him.
60-25 Sioux High. Orsborn off the glass and in from way downtown.
A little touch off the glass there.
Orszewski, long pass to Haller. Haller inside the perimeter, mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound Pickford. Panthers now try to bring the ball up the floor. It is a 60-28 ball game. Blue Devils with the lead. Orsborn underneath. Hagen, head fake, puts it up and in. Nice play underneath by Hunter Hagen.
Yeah, he was wide open cutting to the basket there.
Cross half court, Scott on the sideline. At the horn, Haller over the rim, no good. And the score at the break is Sioux High 60 and the Pickford Panthers 30. We'll take a 1 minute timeout and be back to the Sioux High gym for the final quarter of boys basketball. Blue Devils by 30 over the Pickford Panthers on 1230 WSOO. And we're back to the Sioux High gym. Blue Devils with the ball, 60-30 the score. Start the fourth quarter. Sioux High leading the Pickford Panthers. They've led the whole way. Has Sioux High. Shot no good. Volleys around. Pickford with it. Long baseball pass and a nice one to Harrison. No good, but there's Hagen for the follow. It won't go. Hagen again. It won't go. He gets another chance. And it's picked up by the Blue Devils. Campbell on the outlet. Haller. Haller, left wing side. Twisting through the lane. Kicks it back outside. Scott drives the lane. Little runner. Shot no good. And the rebound goes back to Pickford. Orsborn to Harrison in transition. Harrison has his pocket picked. Olszewski long pass in transition. And there's Scott up and in for Sioux High.
Back and forth and back and forth. End-to-end action here.
62-30 Blue Devils. Just started the fourth quarter. Harrison right wing side for three. Short. And it's saved by the Panthers out of bounds. Back to the Blue Devils.
Dan Bruni made a nice catch on that.
He was a really good basketball player, they say, out of Sioux, Ontario. A really good athlete back in his day.
I think I could see that.
I remember hearing, you know, people said he was a really good athlete out of Sioux, Ontario. Of course, lives in the Pickford area. And there's a steal by the Panthers. The Sioux High gets her pocket picked. They get it underneath the Hagen up and in.
And, you know, that's a mistake. You got a guard trying to dribble through two people. Pass the ball. That's the best way to beat a pressing team.
Reach and foul on the Panthers. 6:42 to go.
Double dribble they
call. Double dribble they call.
That's so, what I thought until I saw the old hand motion.
62-32. Blue Devils with the lead. Pickford ball. 6:40 left in the ball game. Now it's Rounds with the ball. Right wing side inside the perimeter. Hagen back to Rounds. Rounds underneath in the baseline. Lobs it out on the perimeter. There's Eddington. And a whistle contact made. 6:28 to go in the fourth. 62-32 the score. And on the sideline, Eddington will inbound it.
And Sioux High's matching up, playing man-to-man here.
Rounds of the ball. Back out to half court. Now left wing side, Orsborn again from way downtown. No good. Kept, nice play to keep it going. Volleyed it over to Fazuri. Fazuri in the outlet. Scott in transition. They run the floor. Olszewski, kept. Free throw line extended for Fazuri. Now Scott around two Panthers to the right hand and in. Nice play by Max.
Yeah, very fast, quick step to penetrate the zone defense there.
Cross half court. Pickford with the ball. Right wing side. Underneath, inside the perimeter now. This is Eddington. Eddington back out the Rounds, and there's for three, no good. Rebound, Eddington with the save. Underneath, that shot no good. Rounds of the block, whistle on the play. They call the foul on Kep. And no.
I think it's on Eddington.
Called it on offensive foul on Eddington.
Yes, after Olszewski got the ball, I think he reached across, and that's where the foul came from.
And that's why it was a late whistle. Like I was going to say, it was a late whistle. It was after the rebound. Now Kep with the rebound. They bring it down. Kep now hanging on to the ball. Kep, right wing side. This is Nanuch. Fazuri in a low block. His pass, he wanted Kep in that corner. Knocked away off of, I thought it went off of the Panther, but they Fitz is trying to get an appeal here as he goes to Dave Mastaw. Dave's walking down, and he saw the deflection on the Pickford player, so Suhai gets it back. 64-32, Blue Devils the lead, 5.5 to go in the ballgame.
And if Fasari, all he had to do was drop step, and he would have had a basket.
Now on the inbounding pass, Fazari's there, and that's good.
Finally, a good inbound play off the baseline. That made my night.
Well, you needed something to go your way, Ray. It's been a tough 48 hours. 108, at least the Jayhawks are played well. That shot no good. And now the other way, the Nooch. The Nooch now, swing pass, left side, Oshelski for three, no good. Rebound, back it goes to Pickford, Eddington to Orisborn. Orisborn back to Eddington, bounce pass underneath, good movement of the ball. Now they'll kick it back out to Orisborn, left side for three, saved by Eddington, back to Orisborn. Little runner in the lane for Pickford, air ball, picked up by Suhai Kep. 4:45 to go in the ball game, 66-32 Blue Devils. Right wing side, there's Scott for three. It's good from downtown.
I like that fast break. Carter doing a good job pushing the ball, making a great pass to Scott, and Scott made the right decision to take the three.
Now Andy Bospis with the ball. Bospis, left wing side, over to Orisborn. Orisborn to Eddington. Eddington around Fazari. Swing pass now underneath Hagen. Shot no good in the foul. 4:22 to go in the fourth. 69-32 Blue Devils.
And Pickford's done a good job of getting inside possession and getting the ball into the paint area.
Second foul on McShane, sending Hagen to the line. Now the first free throw off the rim and out for Hunter. He'll shoot another. Substitution. Harrison comes back in. A couple substitutions. Blue Devils will make some. Joey Gravel, Jake Davey come in. Fazari and Scott will leave. Suhai won the JV game, 49-45, and a tight one. Hunter Hagen's second free throw, no good. Might have been the movement in the lane there. See here, Dave Mastaw comes over. So it was a Suhai player.
Yes, so yes, it's got to be a lane violation, so Pickford gets another shot.
So Hagen will shoot another one. 4:22 left, 69-32 Blue Devils. Hagen hits the second one. Made one, miss one. 69-33 Blue Devils, 4:20 to go here in the ball game. Oshelski brings it down, Nate Kep. Back to Carter. Davey, little hesitation, dribble drive right hand, crossover dribble. Get back to Carter, left wing side. The Nooch for three off the rim. Rebound back in the hands of Pickford. Panthers will bring it down, and they'll push the ball down the floor. And this is going to be Harrison. Harrison to Bospis for three, left side short. Rebound Suhai, Joe Gravel. Gravel kicks it in the outlet to Davey. Davey in transition, long pass underneath Kep. Kep underneath the basket, needs help. Knocked away by Bospis in the hand on the left wing side to Oshelski. Back to midcourt, Davey. Davey, right wing side in the corner now. They work at the Gravel whistle on the play. And a foul on Pickford or Orisborn.
No, foul on Suhai.
Oh.
Kep, when he was driving, after he made the pass, he knocked him over. So, offensive foul.
All right. Panthers will bring it down, 69-32. Blue Devils on defense. Pickford now, cross half court. And Hagen goes off his hands, out of bounds, back to the Blue Devils. 3:29 left in this one. Suhai will get the 4 and 5. They'll be at Cedarville Detour on Wednesday night. I'll be there somewhere.
Maybe going back and forth.
Yeah, no kidding. Wasting a lot of gas.
Yeah.
Figure it out, folks. And now this is McCord underneath. This is going to be Gravel. Back out. Oshelski no good. Rebound, Gravel. He'll turn. That shot up and in for Joe.
Nice job.
He's played well tonight as Joey. I'll never get used to that, Ray. Cedarville Detour in every sport. I won't.
Neither will I.
It's you know, I understand why they had to do it, but I'll never get used to it. That was, you know, that was such a great rivalry, too. Those three schools, Pickford, Cedarville Detour in football and basketball. You go back to the late 90s, Melvin Bennett, coach at detour. Of course, basketball detour was really good in girls and boys. Won a state title in 83. There's a shot no good for Harrison. And now Kep will bring it down. And nice play coast-to-coast for Nathan.
Little pizzazz on that move to score the basket.
73-33. Blue Devils with another steal. Oshelski bounce pass. McCord couldn't hang on. He goes out of bounds and back to Pickford. Of course, Cedarville had a lot of success at basketball, but now so they don't have enough numbers to go just solo anymore. That's just the reality of some of these smaller Class D schools. Some, like Pickford's in a good position. Brimley, I think, is in a good, better position. But, some of these other places that, you look at Pickford, you're not too far from the prisons, so you got, a situation where you're 20 minutes away, so you're going to have more people. Brimley centrally located, between the Bay Mills Indian community, other things going on as well, so you're going to have more population. But, a place like Detour, and Cedarville to a degree, they have the quarries, but that's, after that in the prisons, they don't have as much and they're not as centrally located as these other smaller towns.
Yeah, and like with school of choice, sometimes if you're like even in the Sault Ste. Marie school district, you might not want to go to a bigger school. So you're either going to go to a Pickford or a Brimley, depending on where you live.
And Pickford has gobbled up a lot of, as far as kids in their population from the Sioux in the last couple of years. A lot of you look at it, the population is Sioux High right now at the high school level, 719 kids. And that's the lowest it's been in a while.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it goes. But they're big enough that they're it doesn't hurt them. But some of these other smaller towns, it does. Gravel loses the ball. Pickford picks it up. 1:50 in the clock rolling. We get that running clock because it's a 40-point Blue Devil lead. So you get the running clock other than injuries or timeouts.
Or last 2 minutes, I believe it stops too.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Well, there's a foul there. There's a foul. Now Mastow will send it to number 34. This is Aaron Heal. Heal will shoot at the free throw line off the glass and in.
Gotta love it.
And he loves it. He's excited about it. Big smile.
Hats off to the Pickford and the coaching staff. They got a lot of numbers. They're working on developing kids, moving kids in and out, doing a great job coaching the kids.
And the shot in and out. I credit Steve McConkie and Chris Batho and that coaching staff. I mean, you can tell the kids are still having fun and they still want to play. And now there's a three for Sioux High. That's no good because they got Timmy Garland in the game. He's the guy that is the fan favorite for Sioux High with 1:30 clock rolling. Left as Pickford will bring it down. 73-34 the score. Pickford trailing Sioux High. Panthers have the ball to number 30, Sean Lamb, in the game. And now there's a three. That one's no good. A follow. That won't fall. And it will go back to the Panthers. Steve McConkie, a veteran coach there and a real class gentleman. And, and they had a coaching, they needed a coach, and he stepped right up again. Yeah, shot no good. And the rebound goes back into the hands of McCord. McCord to Davey. Davey crossover dribble left side, rotates up top. Now to Timmy Garland. Garland now with a ball in the wing. Back outside, this is going to be Kep. Now to McCord. McCord to Garland. Garland has it knocked away. Kick ball. Yeah, it was off of the Blue Devils. And it will be Pickford ball with 28 seconds to go. Sioux High will get the victory here to get the 4-5 on the year. 73-34 the score right now, 20 seconds to go. Now Lamb back to Rounds. Dribble drive underneath. That shot too hard off the glass and rim. Good chance for Aaron Heal. Back in the hands of Sioux High. 10 seconds to go. Clock rolling. And the Blue Devils will get the win. 73-34 will be the final score. They're 4-5 on the season. 73-34 final score. Well, Ray, they took care of business. Now 4-5, busy week, and off to a good start.
Yes, and that's what you want to do. 73 points, that's a lot of points, and we haven't seen a lot of scoring from Sioux High, and that's something they're going to start winning. They have to put the ball in the basket, so hopefully this is a good start to get them confidence where they feel more confident, the offensive end, to put the ball in the basket.
Busy week for you, too, because I think you'll be with Scotty on Thursday and Friday. And back here Thursday, and we'll let you know on the time of the girls' basketball if that changes or not. But off to a good start for the boys this week in this jam-packed week as they get a big win here, 73-34. And, Ray, as always, thanks for joining us.
Hey, I love it. It's kind of nice to be back in the rhythm of doing games after a couple of one-and-dones.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, 73-34, the final score. Ray Bell, our basketball analyst. I'll come back with the post-game show back in 3 minutes. Sioux High wins it 73-34, and I'll be back with the final totals. I think Coach Fitzner might stop by as well. Back in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOL. And we're back here at the Sioux High Gym in our post-game show for boys basketball. Blue Devils with the 73-34 win, and Coach Fitzner joins us now. And Mike, one game below 500, able to take care of business tonight. Busy week for boys basketball, and it starts off on the right note as far as you're able to get the W here. And you never trailed in this one against Pickford. Panthers come in winless, but those are always dangerous teams, but you're able to take care of business in the end.
Yeah, I mean, overall, at the end of the day, you know, we're happy we came out on the right end of the scoreboard. And, you know, I liked a lot of the things we did in the first half. I liked our, you know, overall, I liked our energy. We're starting to learn to play with some urgency on a consistent basis. You know, we made some shots. That helps anytime you're going to knock down a few threes. That helps considerably. But you know what? We got guys that can make shots, and we need to be ready to shoot those. And I just like the confidence some of the guys are shooting with and playing with right now. So we got to keep building on that. You know, obviously it wasn't super happy with the way we came out after half. You know, I told these guys the first 4 minutes of that third quarter are critical. You know, you can't let a team get back in the game at that point. And we got to – I was just a little disappointed in our effort and our focus coming out after halftime. But we righted the ship and obviously got to where we needed to be.
You know, and I always say, and I don't care, and I said this in the pregame, Ray Bell and I were talking, Fitz, that – you know, if I was a coach, and I'm not, but I would hate to play a team that's winless because they're dangerous. I don't care what, you know, because they have a chip on their shoulder. They want to win this. They want to get off the schneid. And this Pickford team plays really hard for Steve McConkie, which is no surprise. You know, he's been around a long time. You know he's going to get the best out of his kids. And they compete hard throughout the whole four quarters. And, you know, and you're dealing with teenagers, and sometimes, yeah, you know, it's easy at that age. We've been there. And, you know, I thought maybe that was a little bit of that in the third quarter, but then you were able to start clicking again. Dom Haller hit some big shots, and you're able to roll again.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. I mean, you're playing a winless team. You're right. They're dangerous. They got nothing to lose, you know, so they can come out and they can kind of let it fly a little bit and play loose and not have a lot to worry about. And we obviously addressed that coming into the game, you know, saying, you know, listen, you know, they're, you know, they've played some, you know, some decent teams out there. They've come up on the short end of it. But you're right. You know, coached over there on the Pickford side, he's doing a nice job with them. I was really impressed with the way they came out in the third quarter. They're sticking with it. They're grinding. They're getting better. And, you know, that's the, you know, a lot of that's the maturity we've talked about with this group is you got to overcome that stuff. You got to be able to play at a high level regardless of the team you're playing. And we're still learning that a little bit. The guys are starting to see it, I think, a little bit and buy into what we need to do. And if we keep doing that, you know, we've talked a lot about the potential of this group is pretty high, you know, but we got to continue to get better and tidy things up. And you're right, it's a busy week for us.
Yeah.
You know, one practice, and we're back at it Wednesday, another practice, and then a huge game on Friday.
And it really is. I mean, it's you look at it because you know the kids are being said, oh, that game on Friday is a big one. Sioux High pushed Rudyard better than anybody else has, and that's a big one on Friday. And I'll go ahead and mention it to you that we will have that game on Friday. Originally didn't have it on the schedule, but we'll have it on. Scott Nason will be down there in Rudyard for us, as I'll be downstate for hockey. But, that you know, you look at it, it's so easy to, you know, again, with teenagers, overlook, you know, what's in front of you because you know what's ahead. But they did, overall, a good job of that tonight. Now, it's almost good that you have a good tune-up game against the Cedarville Detour team that's kind of been, you know, sneaky on teams. And you got to go down there, and that down in that gym has been difficult down there.
100%. You know, and we kind of looked at this week as kind of like a – a progression, you know, to some degree. You know, we got a game tonight against a team that should be hungry and come out. You know, we play a good Cedarville detour team on Wednesday who, you know, historically they're doing a lot of full court pressing. You got to be able to take care of the ball. They shoot a lot of threes. So if they get hot, you know, what do you do in that situation? So, you know, it's a building block for us. You know, we got to play. You know, we wanted to be solid tonight. We want to be solid on Wednesday and play our game and kind of dictate things on both sides of the ball, you know, kind of leading up to Friday. And, you know, we took that first step tonight. We'll watch a lot of this film. There's some good stuff we can learn tonight, continue to get better in some areas, and we'll be ready to go Wednesday.
Sounds good, and I'll see you on Wednesday. Thanks for coming up. Congrats on the W.
Thanks, Dave.
That's Mike Fitzner, the head coach of Suhai Boys Basketball, as the Blue Devils win this one going away 73-234 as they knock off the Pickford Panthers. And when we come back, we'll have our final stats and next game preview. That's coming up. We'll be back in 1 minute with that as Suhai wins this one. They're 4-5 in boys basketball. Final score, Suhai 73 and the Pickford Panthers 34. Back in 1 minute on 1230 WSOO. Back to our Blue Devil postgame show of boys basketball tonight. Suhai wins 73-34 over the Pickford Panthers. Blue Devils in boys hoops are now overall 4-5. Pickford falls to 0-6. Final totals of the game for the Pickford Panthers are led by 7 points in the ball game from Hunter Hagen. Those are all in the latter stages of the game. They also had 4 points from George Eddington. They had 5 from number 24. Didn't get a name on him. Number 21, Garrett Orsborn had 3 points in the game. Actually, I missed Zach Harrison. How could I do that? Zach had 7 points for Zach Harrison. So Harrison and Hunter Hagen both had 7 points, 5 from number 24, and we had 4 from George Eddington, 3 from Garrett Orsborn, 2 from Braylon Rounds. Free throws for the game, they were 6 for the game, they were 3 of 4 in the second half. For the game, they were 4 for 9 in free throw shooting. And 2-point field goals that connected on 12, 6 in each half. 1-3, that was back in the first half. 0 threes in the second half. 5 points first quarter, 11 in the second. They had 14 in the third quarter, a play, and 4 in the final quarter. Suhai led offensively in the ball game by 18 points from Max Scott, leading the way for Suhai here in this one. And meanwhile, 14 points from Dominic Haller in the contest. They also had 14 from Carter Oshelski, 8 from Nathan Kep, 7 from Jake Davey here in the win for Suhai, and 2 from Riley Cox, 2 from Callan Campbell, and 2 from Emmett Fazzari as well. And Joey Gravel had 4 points for Suhai. Free throw shooting, they were 5 of 5 for the game, and in the second half, 1 for 1 from the charity stripe. 13 two-point field goals in the first half, 12 in the second, good for a game total of 25 two-point field goals. They connected on 2 threes in the second half and 6 for the game. Blue Devils at 18 points in the first quarter. They had 24 in the second, 18 in the third, and 13 in the final quarter as well, as the Blue Devils move on to the win of 73-34 here in this one. Next game preview, Suhai boys basketball will be back in action at Cedarville Detour on Wednesday night. And two different schedules say the games at. One says at Detour, the other one says Cedarville. Will figure it out by Wednesday as the Islanders come in at 4-3. And this is a trap game for Suhai, as right ahead of that is the big game at Rudyard coming up on Friday. And the Blue Devils have not played well if it is at the Duncan Gym in the past. They've been able to get the win in the past, but it's been adventurous the last couple of years down in Les Chenaux country. And we'll be down there for the call, again coming your way with the tip-off show around 7 or a bit after on 1230 WSOO, 1230WSOO.com, and the TuneIn app as well. Catch a wrap-up of tonight's game on the Radio Sioux Morning Show during sports tomorrow morning. 1230 WSOO morning show runs your way, runs from 6 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning and Monday through Friday here on Radio Sioux. In the junior varsity game earlier tonight, it was the Suhai Blue Devils winning the JV game by 449-45. Replays of Blue Devil broadcast can be heard at podcast.1230wsoo.com. You have been listening to Blue Devil Boys Basketball on the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, 1230 WSOO. For my partner, Ray Bell, tonight's broadcast engineer, Colden, I'm Dave Watson saying the final score in boys basketball, Sioux High wins it 73-34 as they win over the Pickford Panthers, and we'll be back on Wednesday night. Until then, we are out of here.